I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I love when they have the ACC Big Ten Challenge because you get a lot of matchups of great storied programs. We got tons tomorrow. Ohio State at Duke.
Yep.
Well, sort of. Yeah, it's Duke.
Carolina and Indiana,
Duke's a 5.5-point favorite. Carolina and Indiana. Indiana's a 6.5-point favorite there. I mean, even look, I mean, there's some ways that Notre Dame you think more for football, but I mean, even Michigan State, Notre Dame, Michigan State's minus 1.5 in that. So you got a bunch of matchups tomorrow, too. Purdue, Florida State. Purdue making a statement recently, too. They're 13.5-point favorites over Florida State right now. Some good matchups tomorrow.
Zach Edey looks like one of the best players in college basketball. He is a 7-footer, and you can't stop him. He's great. They went out to the Phil Knight Invitational out in Portland and really racked up some nice wins. They beat Gonzaga by, like, 20. They beat Duke convincingly. So Purdue's really good. Florida State's been one of the most disappointing teams in the country. They are horrendous. So I wouldn't touch that game tomorrow, though, because it just feels like Florida State's been so bad and Purdue is so high right now and everybody loves them. It just feels like Florida State can keep that within the number. So I would not touch that one. I do like Indiana, though, tomorrow against North Carolina. UNC's coming off a 4-overtime game. They're going to be gassed. Hoosiers are at home. Assembly Hall is going to be absolutely popping tomorrow night. Carolina's really not that good, Nick. Like, they were the number one team in the country this past week and ranked 19 in KenPom. People got to remember, yes, this was a team that should have won the national championship last year. This was also a team that in mid-February almost didn't make the tournament. Yeah. Like, they were right squarely on the bubble. So Carolina's got some guys, but they're not like your typical number one team coming into the season. Michigan State against Notre Dame is going to be a really interesting game tomorrow. That's a trap line right there. The line's telling me to take Notre Dame. So many people are high on Michigan State because of this non-conference schedule, how good they've looked. They went toe-to-toe with Gonzaga, but the Zags haven't looked great really to start this season. They beat Kentucky. Kentucky also hasn't looked inspiring to start this year. Beat Villanova. Villanova hasn't looked that great to beat this year. But then Michigan State got blown out by Bama. They almost lost to Portland the other night. So Michigan State, you know, when they've played going up against these teams that you think are really, really good, but haven't shown us that they are good yet, they're kind of getting results that overvalue how good they actually are. I like Notre Dame in that spot tomorrow. So I like the Indiana teams tomorrow, Nick. I like the Hoosiers and the Irish in those matchups. You got Providence and TCU, which is going to be an interesting game. Providence, what a great story last year. They won the Big East regular season title. They lost a bunch of firepower from that team. TCU, if you haven't watched them yet, they have one of the best players in the country, and Mike Miles Jr. He's a star. But TCU's been a funny team this year. They've kind of messed around with some bad teams they should have blown out. They've also played good against some good teams. That's going to be an interesting game to watch tomorrow. Don't want to touch that one, but I would lean towards TCU. And then let's see what else we got on here, Nick. I wrote Georgetown and Texas Tech on my sheet. I'm not seeing... Oh, there it is. Texas Tech's favored by 17.5 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the under in that game. Minus 137.5. Georgetown's awful.
Georgetown is bad. Georgetown's been bad for years. And they won't fire Patrick Ewing.
No, they
can't
won't.
Do it.
They can't. Of course can't not. He's it. Royalty. And Texas Tech, I mean, we know they defend under Mark Adams. They're going to be relentless tomorrow at home. I think that under is a good look. Duke Ohio State's a fascinating game. Ohio State's a pretty good team. Duke, they have so many talented freshmen, but with a first-year head coach in John Shire, I think it's going to take them a little bit. I do like Ohio State to keep that game close, plus 5.5. I think that's also a good play. So I would say Ohio State plus 5.5, the Georgetown under, Indiana minus 6.5, Notre Dame plus 1.5. Those are the four plays that I'm eyeing tomorrow.
And it's all big programs too. It's all not you're programs. Not going you're not going deep in the woods this
no
time.
No Tarleton
around.
State tomorrow.
I
Nick.
Love when you pull out something so random like that. Where there's like a Tarleton that's
where the money is to be made.
Oh, I know.
Everybody wants to bet the Indiana UNCs, but the Tarleton State, Weber State, that's where you make your money.
It's like a friend of mine who went on this kick where he was just betting Chinese Basketball League and what was it? Tunisian basketball. Because the way the times worked, it'd be live games like when he woke up in the morning and he would just look at the scores and where the line was. He would bet like the totals half the time. I'm telling you, he won thousands and thousands of dollars doing this for a while. Now, I'm sure he lost a ton, too.
Right.
He's only showing me the wins. But, like, these are... you don't know anything about the... Nothing. Really? And yet he found ways to make it work.
That's how it works.
It was impressive.
My roommate, a lot of times, he's got an off-sleep schedule. He'll bet, like, you know, Turkish basket weaving. And he'll wake up to, like, $100. You know what I mean? He just bets anything and everything. So, there's always something to bet. But yeah, those small schools, you know, especially if you're not doing anything on a Wednesday night, turn the ESPN Plus on the laptop, watch some of these smaller school games, because especially come conference tournament time, come March Madness time, if you want to scout out the St. Peters of the world and the teams that might do damage in the tournament while everybody else is watching the big teams, if you're watching the little teams, that's how you gain an edge on the competition. So, yeah, there'll be some good games tomorrow between some small schools.
You know, if you really wanted to impress me, though, you'd start pulling out bets on darts. Mickey Mansell up against Ben Robb. All right, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, can't do darts.
No.
Those videos, though, when they get the perfect, man, that's electric
stuff.
They're
just, anytime, you ever done that? Like, I've noticed this, like, cornhole is one of those things, too, where you think you're good at something, and then you watch actual professionals. It's one thing, like, we watch football all day and basketball, like, you just know, like, we're not playing in the NBA. But you think, yeah, I'm pretty good at darts, or I'm pretty good at cornhole. And then you watch these pros and go, nope, not even good at that.
Nope.
That ain't happen. Here's the reality of most things in life. We're all average to terrible at most things. Just in general. Maybe one or two things you're really good at. For the most part, you're just really crappy at everything else.
It's
and you
true.
Learn that very easily. And now we just have videos of everything from everywhere and everybody playing, and you're just like, I'm not even good at cornhole. It doesn't even work.
Yeah. I turn on ESPN. Guys are playing cornhole. Just every shot is in the... It's unbelievable how they do it. I know. The beer pong guys, too.
Oh,
we just drill every single shot in the cup.
And they're sober, too.
Yeah. They
are. You're usually better when you're drunk, at least. But when you're sober, I mean, at that point...
They're Michael Jordan on the beer pong court.
They
get it done.
Those are one of the things where you just say, you know what? Yeah, I don't have it whatsoever. Yeah.
Last installation, though, of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. So enjoy it, because it's going to be SEC versus ACC next year.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, which I would prefer ACC Big Ten.
I agree with you.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather have that. Yeah. Although it's not going to matter in a couple of years because everybody's going to be playing
merging,
in the SEC
anyway. Yeah, that's...
So who cares?
That's very
You're going to have 25 teams in the SEC, and then the Big Ten will have... They'll just jump back. It'll be the ACC, Big Ten, SEC Challenge.
And they'll
all three play each other. They'll all have 25 teams in each conference.
The conferences
nothing will make sense.
Are fine how they are, and they're messing them all up.
It's already completely off. Like,
UCLA and USC in the Big Ten?
I'm still getting used to Maryland in the Big Ten.
I know.
Like even that doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't.
So this is what it comes down to, is we start sitting here realizing that conferences won't matter. Loyalty to conferences won't mean anything. Rivalries won't mean anything, because it's just all going to be big super conferences based on football, and then every other sport's going to be affected by it, and that's just the way that it goes.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever. I don't care. Nothing makes sense to me. I hate it all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.